All right, if you recall, last time we stopped with a question with the special parasha that you have in Baal HaYisro, where the Baal HaYisro told Moshe Rabbeinu that he's choosing the Levium in place of the Bechorim, that they're going to do in the sense of the Avodah with the Kohanim. We have the Pasuk states and Ches, Pasuk Hey, Kachas HaLevim, Toch B'nei Yisrael, they're going to be specially prepared now instead of the Bechorim. Till now, the Bechorim will do the Avodah. In fact, I saw brought down from commentaries that until this time, that Moshe's second year in the Midbar chose the Levim, Purim were doing Avodah. Purim were doing Avodah in that sense. What was done. Now, based on what I said last time, if you recall, we got Shvuchos Shel Aaron, praise of Aaron, that he didn't change and so forth, that each person has his place. He has to know his it means his standing, so to speak, socially, religiously, etc., in every way, and that he has to act in such a manner. That's his obligation. Not that he jumps higher or lower and so forth, but that's his derech. Roshina, don't change what you're supposed to be. And each one has his mokot, and he's equal to everybody else. With that, we can understand some difficulties in this particular parasha. First of all, there's an interesting Meshech Chochmah. Meshech Chochmah says, the question that I asked, that in the pasuk over here in Perek Tes, that brings over here, in pasuk Yud Tes, where the Baisham chose the Levim, and towards the end it says over here that they were Nisunim Aaron HaKohen, that particular pasuk, it says five times B'nai Yisrael in one pasuk, which completely superfluous. Well, not necessarily, it's understood each one. Like we talk B'nai Yisrael, La Avodah Avodah, choose them for the Jews to do the Avodah. B'nai Yisrael, again, Avodah B'nai Yisrael, they are Mo'ed. The Chaper of Bnei Yisrael, of course, the Chaper of Bnei Yisrael, so forth, five times. The Meshech Chochmah points out, a little stronger than what I said, he said it's interesting to note that in this particular parsha, where the Baisham chose the Nevi'im, and they had to make the redemption, 22,000 for 22,000, each one took over. One Levi took over for a Bechor and so forth. And it's brought down, it says over here that when the Levim were brought into the Avodah and they were initiated, part of the initiation was Tnufa, to lift them. And the Bnei Yisrael had to lift them. Who was the Bnei Yisrael? So I saw Taki Rishonim that each one, with 22,000 Bechorim, the Bechor lifted up a Levi. Each Bechor lifted up a Levi. In the sense that he takes over for him, in that sense. So the Meshechach, who's a Meir Simcha from Dvinsk, the rabbi of the city of Dvinsk, he was born in 1843, and he was lifted in 1926. Not so long. He was a Goyim Olam. He wrote the Yerushalmeyach and the Rambam and the Sefer Meshech Chochmah and Chumash, which is a classic, classic. In fact, your teacher, Kuperman,
He wrote a parish on it.
special parish on it. Now, he was the Rav in Dvinsk together with the Ragichov Goyim. Just picture that city was zoicha, as they say, to such to such people. Ragachov a Goyim, person that completed Shas every 30 days. Some claim even more than every 30 days. Whole Shas. He was the Rav of the Hasidic Shul. His father was a Lubavitcher and so forth. And he was close to Hasidim, but he himself was not really. In fact, he learned by the Beis HaLevi for a year. He learned by Chavrusa with the Chaim Briska. Chavrusa. When he was 14 years old and the Chaim Briska was 17 years old. Beis HaLevi, the father, made the Shidduch. They both learned together. They learned together for a year. Just picture Torah between these two people for a year. You know, so Meir Simcha was the Rav of the Litvisha, of the Ashkenaz, of the Gehillo. But they were very close with each other, very close and very friendly, and constantly. And as the Meir Simcha brings in some place, they try to catch each other many times, where he knew at that day you forgot something, you forgot. Meir Simcha once told the Ragachava that the six times it mentions in Shas this and this thing. The Ragachava starts with a big smile and says, "You want to catch me again?" It's seven times. There's another place over there that's welcome that you didn't mention. There's many, many stories I have here. Maybe later we'll have a chance. But Rav Tendler told me a story about himself that he himself went through with both of them. So maybe we'll talk about that some later. But meanwhile, he says there are 13 times mentioned B'nai Yisrael in the parasha, which means I said this five times in one pasuk. He said this 13 times in the whole parasha. He said, "What? Why is this?" And not only that, but really there's 15. I counted. But he also he picks it up. He said there are two that are what you call. That the Torah goes as the narrative says, but what he means is 13 times by Yidaber Hashem, that was directed. The Moshe commanded Moshe Rabbeinu, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. The other way it says that when he say you can mention a pasuk where it mentions Bnei Yisrael in passing, but not that the Moshe was saying it at that time directly to anybody. You see what I mean? So those two don't count. All right. So he says a nice kiddush. And he wants to say, what is the whole Yisoid over here, the B'nai Levi and the Bchorim? Really, the Bchorim belongs to them? They're in place of the Bchorim in Mitzrayim. The miracle, the Moshe killed the Bchorim there. And they lived. However, Taki and Chanami, it says they should have been Taki and Bchorim. But once they made the Egel, they lost that Schus. Levi did not make the Egel. So therefore, the Bechorim of Levi took over to the Bechorim of Klal Yisrael. I'm being very brief, but you get the idea. So therefore, the Leviim were chosen in their place. Now, 13 times he says an interesting thing, because really Levi, in the point over here is, took over. But the Klal Yisrael needed a kapor. So at the time that Levi took over, it mentions 13 times of Levi Yisrael. That the Baruch Shem is saying over here that yearly you should have been destroyed, Klal Yisrael. But Barachamim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechino Mishifuchot, the Baruch Shem didn't do it. So the Shleis Esrei Midah Sharachamim. Shem Hashem Keo Rachim V'chanon. 13 attributes of the Midos of Rachamim of the Rabbi Shalom save them. So he says, by giving it over to the Leviim, they were zoicha to the Shloshesh Midos of Rachamim, that they got a kapora for the Egel, the B'chorim. That's the Meshachochma says that. That's the 13 times of the Shloshesh Midos of Rachamim, of compassion and pity on the part of the Rabbi Shalom, and that they willingly gave it over to the B'nai Levi and so forth. And actually, it brings over here, it always bothered me, the B'nai Levi, it says B'nai Levi also needed a kapora. And the Pasuk says, in fact, that they brought a chatos. The Chatos Vayechol over here it says, and what was the purpose for the Chatos? That means the Chatos Chaperon Levim, it says. The Chaperon Levim. Why did you do the Chatos thing with Chaperon Levim? What did they do to Yavin? Who's Yavin there? So I can't find it now through my memory. I remember, I'm sure I once saw one of the Rishonim that says an interesting Chiddush over here. That Bnei Levi had to be purified completely by becoming servants of the Levonish Shalom to do the Avodah. So there was a little taint on Bnei Levi what they did in Shechem. So this goes back to the Chaper of Bnei Levi. Any type of kapora they needed to go back to the Shechem that they at that time. That particular time when they went to what Yaakov was angry and so forth, and what they killed the whole city and so forth, which was questionable, the whole thing with the kapara for that. I once saw that. I can't remember who, but I once saw that. Now, kapara, but bearing all this in mind, it still doesn't answer my question: why do you need one pasuk to fit it all in five? So, it seems Rashi had that question too. And Rashi says that it mentions five times over here. Shenema Bnei Yisrael, Rashi says, five times. Mikra one pasuk over here. Kibinyan Chamisha. It was mentioned again and again, Bnei Yisrael, the amount of Chamisha Chum five times. And Kach Ro'isi, Rashi says, that's what I saw in a Medrash. Rashi told Rashi, maybe don't mention Amram. Rashi doesn't say when it's not his own. He said, I saw a Medrash. He said, that says that you have to understand, Vozok the Rashi. Why the connection over here, five times in Israel, but Chavishim Shetayra. But come tonight, Chavishim Shetayra over here. What's the Pshat Chavishim Shetayra? Unless we'll say, maybe I was thinking maybe on a surface answer that the Boishtam is Chamishkum Shetorah, the world is standing on Torah. Boishtam created the world for Torah, as it says by Kabbalah Satorah. If the Jews wouldn't be Mekabel the Torah, I'll turn over the world, Toyo Vavoyu, as the Medrash brings in Parshas Yisroel. Over here, the Boishtam had the Chiba for the Levium, that they should take over like Chiba Satorah. No. Well, if you take a look at the Balaturim, here's what I want to reconcile. The Balaturim says, why does it say five times Bnei Yisrael, reiterate one pasuk, is again, he says, to include all Klal Yisrael. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Ger, and Eved Beshuchra, which means a Canaanite Eved that becomes freed from a master automatically becomes full Jewish, till then he's only half Jewish. So these are the five types of Jew that you could have that become the concept of Jew, Kahal Yisrael. That's what the Balaturim says. Again, you have to understand what is he saying? And it's over here that Keneged the Chamishim of Sheh, Keneged Klal Yisrael. What does Levium got to do with the figure of the Bechorus and the Avodah over here? So this is the point I want to bring out. I'd like to say, to reconcile this, to understand Rashi and the Balaturim, that really they're both saying the same thing, you should know, except through different vantage points. That emesis, as I said, the Bechorim and Klal Yisrael could have a claim. Everything is a Shevet Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, the Levium, the Avodah, the Kohaz, Kohanim, all Levi. Where's the rest of Klal Yisrael? It seems that the Moshe doesn't like us as much as the Levi, that we're not considered as good as Levi and so forth at that particular point. What the Torah is stressing over here, what the Baruch Hashem said to them, that the whole Yisrael is for the Toiv of Klal Yisrael, he says, that in this mentioning over here, the chaper of Bnei Yisrael, and to serve la'avoid as Bnei Yisrael, the avoyer, and there wouldn't be any negative for Bnei Yisrael because of that, and Bnei Yisrael begeshes ala kodesh and so forth. What is the point? The point is that the Torah is stressing, I want to say over here, that each person has his mokot, which means just like there are five types of the Jews, there are five chumoshim. If there'll be a mistake in any one of the chumoshim, you can't say that Vayikra has 246 mitzvahs more than all the others. It's more holy. Reishis only has three mitzvahs, and so forth. So we'll say it's not as good as what. If there's a missing letter in Bereishis, or even a psul, the whole Torah is possible. No such thing as separate Torah. It's one Torah. Five parts, but one Torah. It's Echad. Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim will say that he's a Kohen, so he's a better Jew than I am, or Levi's a better Jew than I am, or the Ger. No. V'ahavtem es HaGer. The Torah stresses 45 times to love the Ger. 45 times. Look through the Torah, you'll see. V'ahavtem es HaGer. The concept is that the Moshe is saying here, each one I'm telling you should know your place. You have your mokot, but you're beloved to me as everyone is equal. Everyone is the same. Whether he's the Kohen Gadol, he's the Kohen, or he's the Levi, the Levim that are serving, the Bechor, it's all. Each one has his mokot. And now we have Azor HaKorev Yumos. And you can't go to the other place, which is your mokot. The place in the strata, in the socially, religiously, and so forth. In fact, we see the Gemara. The Gemara brings over there that by the Ger that came to him, the guy of Hillel, and he, and the condition that he makes him a Kohen Gadol, he become Kohen Gadol, and Hillel took him, was Megayer him, and as they taught him Torah, he started to learn that he saw, but the Kohanim and the Levim, Ba'azor HaKorev, a Zohar, meaning one that's not a Kohen and so forth, that comes over to the Avodah, that is Mechuyev Misa, that's not your job. That's supposed to be there and so forth. And he must even Dovid HaMelech. So the Ger said, oh, so I see Taki, it's not for me. I made a mistake. I shouldn't. Then he first saw what it means that each one has his Mokai. You as a Ger can develop yourself as a Rus for Mashiach when Dovid comes from you. A Ger ki d'vidu Ger Tzedek of Vilna, where the Vilna Goyen wanted to create a miracle for him to be saved, when they wanted to put him at the, they put him at the stake. If you know the story of the Ger Tzedek, the Ger Potocki from Vilna at that time, and the Ger refused. He said, "I want to go on Kiddush Hashem." The Vilna Goyen sent a message. He said, "I will do something that you will be freed immediately. You get away, it won't be any problem." He refused. He said, "Night, I'm going to Kiddush Hashem." There's a Madrega, that's the concept of, that's the pshat that the Baal Turim says. There are five types of Jews. And Rashi is saying that all Bnei Yisrael are choshev just like the Levim. The Levim have their avodah. That's their job. That's what you have to do. If they don't do it, they're held responsible and so forth. You have your job. What you have to do to support the Levim, and you have to do it your way. If you do your job properly, you're zeichut olam haba just like the Levi's zeichut. Not that he's better than you are because he's a Levi or because he's a Kohen. No, they're all equal. And that's what Rashi says. Chavishikum chavishikum are all equal. All it's all Torah, the same Torah, no matter beginning to the end. No matter if it says Esav, the word Esav. The mistake in the Torah, it's possible. And the word Esau, that everything is Kedushas HaTorah, no matter what part you are. So Rashi's saying it from the vantage point of Torah, the Kedusha that Klal Yisrael has, and he's bringing it to Klal Yisrael from different types of Klal Yisrael, are all on the same level of Kedusha, that each one has his, what you call his place, his mokum, and his situation, and his obligations, responsibilities, his abilities and capabilities, and that's what he has to do. That's what the person has. I said, that's what I say, shout over here, that what they say five times in Bnei Yisrael, to show that that's the answer, that the people shouldn't feel bad over here, that the Levian took away everything portion, in that sense. Show that the Baruch Hashem said that the Avos Yisrael is still there. The Bnei Yisrael is still Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and each one has the same Kedusha, so like every other Jew, no matter what level he is, and the Kohen, the Levi, Yisrael, Ger, Eved Meshuchra, same thing, full Klal Yisrael whatsoever, in every way, treated as a Jew, such like any other Jew, not a second-class citizen. That's what I would say, Pshat, over here, and answering this particular, to understand this pasuk, what Rashi and the Baal HaTorah are saying here, Pshat in the five times of Bnei Yisrael. So,
It's nothing, Lisa. It's nothing.
oh. Now, therefore, what I said over here, the pshat, that particular point over here, you see, from there, it says later that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rabbi Shalom to make what you call chatzotzeres, so the trumpets to blow. You blow one trumpet, two or three, means for the Cold War, coming to the war, into the war, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, there's another little interesting point I wanted to bring out before I get to the trumpets. I was just thinking now, another interesting point is that we see that you learn from Levi, in fact, how you're supposed to act, each one in his way of life. For example, they asked a question to Rav Simcha Bunim, who was a Rebbe from Peshitta. He was a very brilliant person, rather, and a very genius. He was a very young boy, he was very young. They asked him this question, which people asked Taka, and he answered very, very beautifully. And he said, it says in Pirkei Avos, that you start Chumash at 5 years old, and Mishnah at 10 years old, and Gemara at 15 years old. So there's a 5 year difference between each one. And he said, what is the idea of the 5 year difference? How do we calculate the sense that lay Chumash for the 5 years and then you can start Mishnah? What did that show that there should be a period of completion at that particular time or a period of accomplishment at that particular time? So it's interesting. He said right away, he said, this parsha will talk about the Levium. He said, what happened? The Levium began to do the Avodah only when they were 30 years old, from 30 to 50. However, they were told to come when they were 25. The group of Levim that had to do the Avodah, different activities, had to be there when they were 25 years old. From 21 to 35 to 30, and the Chazal bring, they were taught. They had to learn what to do, how to do, and to watch and to see, and so forth for 5 years. Then they started to work. So we see, says from the Torah, that even by the Levim, an interesting 5 year period. 5 years, that's a sign of the completion that you can accomplish and do. Tremendous thought. That's why he says the meaning was by Klal Yisrael throughout the ages by the Tanoim and Amoraim. In those days, according to the Maaser Leviim, that the 5 years Chumash till Mishnah 5 years until Gemara. Now, for various reasons in Golos, we learned differently as the Bein HaTam, the Tosfos. I don't want to go into that now. There's a whole discussion on that. I'm not going to go into that now. But there's a whole. But even some hold the Maharal Prague was very meductic, very angry. He held that he should have continued the Derech of the Chazal. Okay, I don't want to go into that. There was a big discussion on that. But the Derech is that we accepted the other way. But the point that we that was interesting, but I wanted to say interesting, that once he got to the Gemara, there's no more 5 years over here. Because Gemara, I said, is Torah Shabbat Peh. And the whole Yisoid of Torah and the Kayim is a Torah is only because of the interpretations and explanations and the expounding of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's throughout your life. Can't finish. That's not shy finishing. That's like a seal. There's no such thing. By the Chumash, you get the Yisoid for 5 years. You get the Yisoid for Mishnah, which is the Yisoidus of Torah Shabbat Peh. But once you're Torah Shabbat Peh of Svorah, Dinim, Halacha, and paskening, that's life. That's for life, all right. That's no stop. But I did say one thing that got some people very angry. I meant it more as a little bit as a joke, but it seems that I once said that it's interesting to note some guy, I was a little bit angry. The guy got, they were fighting about a shidduch, and they were there. They couldn't come to a conclusion that the father-in-law, future father-in-law, offered the guy 3 years of learning and support. And this guy, he only wants five. He said three, and he wants five. And they were fighting, and rubbish. There was a big question in the shidduch already. What's going to be over here? And the father, I can't give you four. So I said, I don't understand you. I said, why do you want five? I said, you should be happy that your father was giving you three. He's not bequeathed to give you three even. He said, what do you mean he did not give you three? I said, Poshe, take a look in Pirkei Avos. The seven Pirkei Avos ben Shmoneh Esrei l'chuppah, right? Which means in those days they got married by Shmoneh Esrei, by 18 years old. And then it says, what's after comes after that? Ben Esrim Lir dies. When you become 20, you got to go out to work. So we have to give it, say, 2 years only a difference. You're only entitled to 2 years, Kailu. I'll say 18 to 20. And he wants to give you three. What do you want, five? Oh, did I get it? Okay. But it's an interesting thing. You see from Chazal over there, that 2 years you get to learn, but after by 20 you go out to work. Okay, they say nowadays it's different. Okay, I don't want to go into that now again. It's another question by itself. But it's interesting to note that at the times of Chazal, that this was a pshat. Otherwise, how do you learn pshat the perek? That's just exactly what it means. Okay, it's for you to think about. So those that are making
Did he
shidduchim,
take the 3 years?
those that are making shidduchim, what?
Did he take the 3 years?
Yeah, he took the 3 years, and he ended up getting more than 3 years anyway. But that's how it is. There's an interesting story with the Chofetz Chaim regarding that, by the way. Since I'm in the, it's already late, so since I'm in the Indian already, the Chofetz Chaim once had a Talmud that I saw this in the Sefer. That also he had trouble with him with the shidduch. That there was also with the Maisa with the kest to support. So the guy only wanted 5 years. It was 5 years, and the father-in-law he couldn't. He said he couldn't guarantee it. He'd give him 5 years. He can't guarantee. He'll try, but he can't. He wanted only got 5 years. So the Chofetz Chaim called him in. He was getting ready. He's 26, 27 years old. Though they. So the Chofetz Chaim says, what happened here? He says, look, he says he wants 5 years to be able to sit and learn. If he could be mashlim himself, be perfect himself and so forth. And the Chofetz Chaim says, what's going to be after the 5 years? How are you going to make a living after the 5 years? What's going to be? So he says, it's 5 years. I didn't even talk to the Moshe Matalfon. The Moshe Matalfon, I'll be able to make a living, he says. The Chofetz Chaim looks at him and he says with a strong voice, he says, be the safe with me. He says, you have me talking to Moshe can't help him after 5 years. Before 5 years, Moshe can't help, he says. So then before 5 years, he can't help. If he gives you 2 years, Kailu, and the Moshe can't help you after 2 years, has to be after 5 years. Moshe can't help him, he says, after 2 years too, he says. He says, what kind of title is that? That's the Chofetz Chaim, he says. He says, look, people, he said, think is a Chisron and Emunah. He said, what kind of business is that? After that, he had been talking to Moshe with help. Now you want to guarantee you 5 years because one can't help you within 5 years? What kind of business is that? He said, what kind of talk is that? That's the Chofetz Chaim said. All right, so what we have over here, I just want to mention one point, and we'll stop because it's late. It's very hard to, time is very difficult now, but we'll continue mission next time. I have a couple of very nice things on Bahaloiska towards the end. I much want to mention one thing that is a big chiddush, where it says over here that by the katzoyis, by the trumpets. So it says that when you blow the trumpets at various different occasions, then it says v'yom simchaskan, the day of your joy, rejoicing with moyadechem, that's Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, uskatem b'katzoyis. But the question is, what does it mean v'yom simchaskan? Moyadechem is Yom Tov, okay? Chodesh, and you have what's Yom Simchaska? So there's a merdik of Sifri. The Sifri says Yom Simchaska means including Shabbos. And if I took a look, and I found Rabbeinu Bechaya over here brings that Sifri taka. I really never noticed that Rabbeinu Bechaya before. He brings that Sifri. When the Sifri says of Simchaska, he says begimatria. He said, "Begimatria on his own." בגימטריה גם ביום השבת. יידיש, גם ביום השבת. These words. Where do you see a din of Simcha? Shabbos din of Oyned. Where do you say of Simcha? What's that say? Yeah, no, Simcha is Bosh V'yayin and so forth, but it's not a din of Simcha and Shabbos, it's Oyned Shabbos. So I wanted to say there too in Yonam and Simcha. By the way, if you notice, by Yadav and Svard, you mentioned Friday night and Shabbos, it's a Yizmachu Malchus Ko Shemei Shabbos. What's a Yizmachu Malchus Ko? Yizmachu. Simcha. It's not been saying only Shabbos in the morning. Not the Yisroel Melchus Shem Shabbos Kedioyin Shabbos. Like it says, that the concept of Simcha. So I want to say two elements of Simcha. There's an element of Simcha, what we call external Simcha and internal Simcha. Now, very, very briefly, I want to say this point. And this could be what the Sifri, I think, this chat over here, that the concept of Simcha could present itself in a sense where the person you have Bosh V'yayin and leads you to a certain feeling of happiness and joy and so forth through the medium of the guf, of the body, that the enjoyment that you have. And that you give thanks to the Rabbani Shalom. In the sense that you have that, you have all these enjoyments in that particular sense. There's another element. Shabbos is not, doesn't, because Yom Tov comes from you. We make the Yom Tov, the time that we Makadish the Chodesh. But Shabbos comes from the Rabbani Shalom, Makadish the Shabbos, the Yisur of Azman. Shabbos comes from Menashemayim. So therefore, the concept over there, the Simcha over there, the Yismachu B'malchus Cho Shemrei Shabbos. Over there, the Simcha is not the Yisoid of the Bos of the Yayin. Over there, the Oynik Shabbos is the Ruchnius. Then Shabbos is Malchusko, that we Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, that we believe that the world was created by Chul Hashemayim, both Chol Tzvam V'Chalim V'Mishvim V'Malach Tesher Oso, that by that holy side of Rias Oilam, and the Shabbos Shovas B'Shabbos and so forth. So we are happy with the Rias Oilam of the boys of what he created. So Yismukub Malchusko Shemrei Shabbos. The internal simcha in the sense of the spiritual type of simcha that we have internally, that we're happy with the Rebbeinu Shalom of his creation that he said. That's why he said Mikadosh HaShabbos, we say. Well, here's maybe the other brokers, Mikadosh Yisroel, the Azmanim. Because in Yisroel, we have the simcha of what we rejoice and we give thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom for that. The external type of simcha. Here we have through the internal form of simcha. And that could be what the Pshat over here is. Gam b'yoyim HaShabbos, there's an element of Simcha, of Yismuchu b'malchus k'ashayim HaShabbos. That's the Yisoid of the Simcha and Shabbos. And taka, we should be Zoyim k'takanid of Simcha, both externally and internally, in that particular sense. I will continue next time.
Amen. Shkayach.